Chad and Carly.
Life hacks.
Well, Chad, why would we get rid of something that's helping people in their day-to-day life?
None of these life hacks help anyone with anything.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we've all been in these situations where you think, God, I wish I had the miracle cure.
Surprise me.
And this is the miracle cure.
Give me
cure.
Something functional.
Okay, so you're at home alone. You can't get the jar open. What do?
You get your knife and you tap it on the edges of the top of the jar so that it pops the seal and then you can open it easy.
Okay, well, life hack. There you go. You've almost out-hacked me. Another thing you can do is get some duct tape, stick it on the lid and rip sideways. So it, like, helps loosen the lid because duct tape's strong as.
Right.
You're welcome.
No.
What?
I don't believe that that would work.
I believe it would work.
I don't think you could pull that off.
Okay, here's another one. Getting teary when cutting up an onion.
Yeah.
You know, it's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
I've tried doing the glasses. They don't work because it gets in the side, that type of thing.
Yeah. Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Is it freeze the onion?
No.
Okay, right.
Because that'd be hard to cut.
No, it's easy to cut. You just freeze the onion so the vapour doesn't come off the onion.
Oh, well, you've out-hacked me again.
Yeah.
You're a life hacker from way back. Don't give yourself a ding to your mind.
It's a cooking tip, you know.
What you're meant to do is peel and chop the ends off the onion, soak it in cold water for 30 seconds, bang, no tears.
Right, it stops the vapour from coming up, does it? All right, I like to see it in action.
And last but certainly not least,
yep.
The old permanent marker on the clothes happens all the time.
How much graffitiing are you doing? Are you doing tags?
No, well, a lot of parents, when their kids get a hold of it.
What have you got?
Hand sanitizer apparently gets it out.
Just gets it straight out.
Yeah, just rub some hand sanitizer on there. You're good to go. Out the door.
I'd have to see if this actually works. I'll give you a ding now.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like you're riding on the coattails of these life hacks without actually doing them ever yourself. Because this is the thing about your life hacks. You bring them all up, but you never put them in practice. Like most life hacks, no one actually does them.
I disagree,
because they probably don't work in action.
You know what? I am going to do a try and test a guarantee with today's life hacks, all right? After the show, you and I will go. We'll get the products we need.
Right.
I'm willing to put my $4 Op Shop shirt on the line for this.
Your $4 Op Shop shirt that you've cut little tabs in at the moment.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm willing to put that on the line with the permanent marker.
I don't want your shirt. But give me something that's worthwhile.
Okay, well, I'll try the onions and the duck. I'll try everything I've spoken about after the show. We'll go away. We'll try and test it.
Okay.
And then we can now go forward with the segment knowing that it is legitimate. This is going to give it its legitimacy
all
today.
Right. Or it could end up being proven wrong.
Well, we'll see. This is such a treat. Joining us now is Laura Clemisha from the Firebirds. Good morning.
Good morning, Carly. It's great to be here.
It's exciting to have you here in Cairns. You've got a bit of exciting agenda that you've got going on while you're here.
Absolutely. So we've been really lucky to be able to get out here. Suncorp has brought us up for our regional roadshow, the first one the Firebirds have ever done. So it was very exciting to kick it off in Cairns. And we were lucky enough to get out to a Suncorp store. And then we had a fantastic clinic in the afternoon with a lot of the local netballers, which was just fantastic.
This is so cool. Now, the one thing about netball, I did actually join a mixed comp once. It wasn't my thing. so don't feel threatened by your position at all. But the one thing I did notice...
shaking in my boots over here.
Can we just clarify? You are pushing, if you're lucky, 4 foot tall.
Yeah.
And then just look, it's almost double the height of you.
Yeah, look, what position were you, Carly?
Center wing attack. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't bother to learn the rules. I thought it was a casual comp. I put the casual in casual comp.
Oh, no such thing as social in social netball.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say about netball. You take your rules very seriously. They kick me out of the casual comp. Do you have to read a manual before you play just to understand all of those rules?
Look, that is the absolute number one comment I get for people that are just coming to the game for the first time, that the rules are insane. The umpires are always blowing the whistles. And I guess when you've played it since you were 10 years old, they're ingrained in you.
Yeah.
And you just hear the whistle, you look at the umpire, they make an awkward gesture and you're like, yep, know what that's about 100%. But I have so many friends. I've actually had a friend that's just played in her first social comp for the first time as well. And coming from basketball, she's like, what is this? There'd be less rules in, you know, like, oh yeah, crazy.
What with netball then, because there is so many rules, what is a rule in netball that you wish wasn't one?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is just like your classic, you can tell that it was probably come up with by some very particular older lady back yeah. in the day.
Nice to be politically correct there. That's cool.
That's all right.
When you... Some old bag.
would never. The foundation of our sport. But, okay, so when you take a throw in a netball, you have to step up to the line to throw in the ball. But the thing is, you can't, your foot can't be on the line and it can't be too far back from the line.
Wow.
It's just got to be this perfect amount to show that you've actually made an attempt to, and this is what it's called, to address the line with your foot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, before you can take the throw in. And if you stuff it up, it's just straight to the other team. So
it's
examples of that. I'm like,
ruthless.
I'm unsure if that's totally necessary in our game these days, but hey. Good to have standards.
You need to address yeah. the line.
Yes.
Address
boys
the
and
line.
Girls
you
are
need
playing
to say
netball.
Hello, yep. How are you?
Exactly. Be polite at all times. A smile doesn't hurt anyone.
Now, one thing we've touched on this quite a bit, and that is the fact that there's this change in attitude towards women in sport.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're all for it. It's amazing. And looking at you right now, you are wearing your Firebirds shirt. You're covered in sponsors. The coverage has been great. You would definitely, I guess,
hey, one
feel
sponsor
that.
Is hit, by the way, on the shoulder.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Do you feel that change in your career since you started?
Absolutely. It's so exciting, Carly, because I suppose when I had my first contract, like 6 years ago now, there were 8th month contracts, you know, you had this big off season where you basically had to go and find another income and still try and train, support yourself at the same time. And it's really exciting to see the emerging professionalism in the sport. And I think sponsors and companies are really understanding that, yeah, women's sport is on the rise. This is something that they need to get in on, and that we're actually a great return on investment in regards to product. And it's exciting because it's taking the game to the next level. Especially our commercial sponsorships just means that we can get into everyone's living room, you know.
100%.
We're on TV. Women's sport, as it's growing, does present opportunities for things like that, which is pretty cool.
Well, this is absolutely wonderful. It's been a pleasure having you guys here. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks so much. It was fantastic to be in Cairns, and we're definitely
trending now at hit.com.au.
Do it.
Well, it was a huge weekend for Coachella. All the celebs head out there. Everyone who knows someone who is someone who wants to be someone goes to Coachella. And our guy that knows everything about it, the ins and outs, we haven't had him on in a while, it's Mr. Dean McCarthy. How you doing, mate?
G'day, guys. Good morning. You just summed that up so well. It's everyone who's anyone and anyone who wants to be someone or knows someone and is a plus one of someone else. It is fabulous. It's called Coachella. It's a music festival outside LA. All the stars go. Let me set the scene for you. Last night, Beyonce, the headline act of the Saturday night, comes out. She pulls out Michelle. She pulls out Kelly. They do 3 Destiny's Child songs. Epic. Didn't see that coming. And then, of course, she pulls out her own husband, Jay-Z, to do Deja Vu. You know, they are doing a tour together very shortly. So it was a really good PR stunt to have him on stage. Absolutely fantastic. In the crowd, the Kardashians, the Biebers, Nicki Minaj's, Rihanna's, Halsey's, Jamie Foxx's, so many Foxy people. There were so many celebrities, and it really was incredible. It was called Coachella, now it's called Baychella. Check it out online. You will love it.
The celebs, though, they all, like, there's no celebrity. I wonder what level of celebrity down the rung until you actually have to try and score tickets online to get to a Coachella. You know what I mean? How far down?
Good question.
Line?
Here's how it rolls. You can buy a regular ticket, and then you can buy a VIP ticket, which is like $1,300, right? And it gets you into a certain level of VIP areas, and there's like little back alleyways for VIPs. But then there's the VVIP, which is where Rihanna and all that are hanging out. So they have like these little like tent marquees that all the record labels put on, and sometimes some sponsors like Playboy. You know, Playboy, they have their own one. So all these different brands have their own one, which they pay a fortune for, which is like VVVIP. So you can't even buy tickets to those.
Now, I want to talk about an incident surrounding Justin Bieber punching someone in the face. What happened there?
Here's what happened. It's pretty interesting. He was at a house party at Coachella. So they have these house parties. He's at the house party. He's there with his friends. He looks over. A man runs over and grabs a woman by the neck forcefully and
Whoa.
Aggressively, okay? So he goes to attack this woman, a total stranger. Bieber sees this happen. Bieber runs over, punches the guy in the face who did it, and the guy lets go of the girl, and then security and everyone run over, and it's a whole big thing. But Bieber actually stopped the attack happening by punching the guy. I don't know whether people are in 2 minds about whether he should have punched him, but he did stop the attack. So some people are calling him kind of the Coachella hero.
Wow. Well, that's some good press. I mean, you shouldn't get good press from punching someone, but I guess considering Justin Bieber's kind of really been through the ringer.
Better than egg in a house.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of, I dare say, positive news for Biebs, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Coachella, it's back again. It's on for another weekend. We've got another weekend to go for Coachella. Anyway, thanks for the chat, Dean McCarthy.
Good to chat. Bye, guys.